Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Howard Stern, of course, holds nothing back, and on a recent episode of his show, he said that hospitals across the U.S. should not admit patients who are unvaccinated against COVID. Here is what he had to say.
Now, if it was up to me, anyone unvaccinated would not be admitted to a hospital. At this point, they've been given plenty of opportunity to get the vaccine. No one's sitting there conspiring against you. Americans don't want to create a vaccine that's going to turn you into a robot and magnetize you. There's enough Americans now have taken it. Look at us as a sampling. Nothing has happened to us. It's time for you to get it. Now, if you don't get it, in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. You're going to go home and die.
And we're back with Dr. James Simmons at Ask the NP. Thank you so much for joining us.
Ooh, Howard is pressed, isn't he?
Well, very here's the pressed. Thing. It's spicy talking. I mean, it even has, I will say, off air, we had a very, beautiful
spice it up
discussion
here.
About this. What are your thoughts? Is it ethical to think this way, like, or to do this? Should hospitals really be implementing this?
No, absolutely not. We should not be implementing this. We took an oath as a physician or a nurse or whatever you are to take care of people regardless. I mean, unfortunately, and this is a kind of a different conversation, but I will bring this parallel in a little bit. I have taken care of known multiple child sexual abuse predators. I have taken care of known leaders of Ku Klux Klan groups. As a black man, I have done this as a nurse. So there's a whole conversation in all of that. Yeah. Not that I was happy about it.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't try, you know, the second I was able to excuse myself from that, you know, whatever. So if we're going to come back to people who are choosing to not get the vaccine, I always go back to this line that really helps me, no matter how angry I get, because I do get angry, because I am eyeballs deep in sick people in the hospital right now. And those who are here with COVID because of COVID are unvaccinated. But here's where I get to. People are not bad. Their information is. So I, as someone who identifies as liberal, I get my news sources from particular places, and I generally only do that. My algorithm on Instagram, you know, feeds me what it feeds me. My algorithm on Facebook, on Twitter, et cetera, feeds me things that tend to perpetuate my political beliefs, my stances on social, economic, political issues. So I have to actually consciously go look for anti-vaxxer information. I have to consciously, actively go look for right-wing, conservative, hyper-Christian political opinions about any myriad of sources. So if this is how my algorithm, as a doctorally trained nurse in the media as a talking head, if this is how my algorithm works, how does someone else's algorithm works, right?
Yep.
I always have to come back to that and think, if Howard was saying this in a world where every single person got the same information all the time and it was well-vetted, scientific, accurate information, fine, then I think he has a case. The problem here is a much, much bigger one about the types of information that people have. I don't think, because I see it in my practice, people are not getting good information about the vaccines. They're not actually making educated choices to not get a vaccine. They're making Joe Rogan choices to not get a vaccine. And that's where I have issue with when Howard Stern says something like
that. So that's the thing. I do think while we're not supporting people who are unvaccinated or go out of their way to get others sick and are doing the wrong thing, I do think it's dangerous for Howard Stern with his platform to be saying something like that, because then he represents this like liberal point of view. And then it's like, oh, you think we're unethical? Look at you. It creates more of a divided community that we're in right now, I feel like, in state.
I challenge that just because we're already there. And I think people are fed up. And I think they are valid to feel fed up at the state that we're in, where there are still people who, yes, are, you know, they are getting fueled bias information based off of their own biases, right? And I understand there's been a lot of misinformation, but like I also am one of those people who feel, well, if we don't do something, maybe not as drastic as this, if we don't set some sort of like parameters or accountability or actually get to, you know, have some accountability where people have to learn their lesson at this point, I don't know how we're going to ever get out of this pandemic. It's really disheartening that there are people who are actually out there causing a lot of ruckus and like actually getting other people sick. And actually, when there are nurses and doctors who are feeling overwhelmed by this every single day, and like it just feels like the more that people do listen to the Joe Rogans or do, you know, do these anti-vaxxer type of things and they move in this way, we're never going to collectively get better. And so what are we supposed to do? Just stay in this the entire time?
No, I understand the frustration.
Hit him in the pocketbook.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think we should do that.
There's a happy medium in this.
Exactly.
But that's never going to happen.
I applaud the insurance companies who have said,
it's already happening,
we're going to send you a bunch of information. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you how safe the vaccine is. You have to accept this information before you can even re-enroll into our insurance program. They did that during open enrollment this last year. If you want insurance XYZ, you got to read this information. You got to tell me that you understand this information about vaccines. Cool. You want our insurance? You have to get the vaccine. If you go to the hospital and have a COVID-19 diagnosis, guess who's not paying for it? And you're going to get stuck with a $400,000 hospital bill. Once you said, just look at all the sports players, 98.5% of the NFL is vaccinated. But when they surveyed those players, only 70% of them actually wanted to get it. How do you think that other 28% got that vaccine? Because they got told, boo-boo, you're not going to play if you don't get this vaccine. So I think there's ways in the middle to come to this conversation. Listen, Howard has a platform. He has been controversial since 1982 or whatever. That's
Howard
great.
Does.
That's what he does. I love it. He's trying to push the envelope
here. Not as controversial these days. But yeah, he's like in this war against Joe Rogan now.
But you can't, I mean, my thing is, y'all can't try to hold him accountable into the fire when no one barely holds Joe Rogan to the fire.
I know. We all are. Just he doesn't
care.
That's
not necessarily true.
Joe Rogan's ego is like as big as I don't even know what.
I just understand people's frustration when we have to do it. And then also, even when it comes to insurance people, like insurance companies doing that and you know, kind of taxing people, I still think to some folks who are, you know, wealthy or who don't care about money, money is not a motivator to a lot of people, especially in this country, like that a lot of times people don't care about those things. And so if that doesn't work, then what's next? We just keep on being like, oh yeah, we'll figure it out.
I do have to go back to, we have some Christian-based, some faith-based hospital systems. And what I go back to is, great. Okay, so you didn't take PrEP and you got HIV. Sorry, we're not going to take care of you if you're sick enough to be admitted to this hospital because you got HIV.
It's very much
I feel like if we go down this road,
it's a slippery slope.
And our community, being people of color and queer, we're going to be the first ones to take the hit. So I feel like I applaud Howard for saying what he said, because he gets to do that on his platform and he gets to let us have this conversation. I think the solution is somewhere in the middle, and it's probably going to be driven financially.
Agree. Just because someone else is unethical doesn't mean you should be unethical as well.
But I think you're allowed to have your feelings and voice them.
Of course. You can be angry and ethical. Yeah. Both can exist.
That's why, listen, Howard Stern's getting paid $100 million a year, whatever it is, to have this opinion, to push that.
No, for sure. And also, we have to be honest as we wrap this up, that not everything is like rainbows and unicorns and is like as nice as we're putting it out and thinking in that way. Like, people are fed up, and it's valid to feel that way. And so thank you, Dr. James, for joining us. We really appreciate you. Y'all, please follow Ask the MP, because when I tell you it would be the best best follow you have ever made in your entire life, I'm telling you that you can literally like come at me if you don't feel like it. But you know, I'm down to fight for that one.
Well, a lot of fighting.
I'm down to fight for that one.
Oh, thank you, darling. I appreciate that. I love these spicy conversations, too. Can't wait for the next one.
I know.
All right, what's coming up next year?
Speaking of spicy conversations, what a divorce registry looks like. Okay, let's do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.